You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome to The Scorecard.
Many doubted we'd ever see it.
Where we focus on Chicagoland and national golf news.
And here it is. The return to glory.
Can't help but think of the long one he made in San Diego to pick up his first PGA Tour win in style. Here it comes. Here it
watch out!
Comes!
He's gone!
And there's no doubt about it. The Bear has come out of hibernation.
With your hosts, Score golf expert and editor of Chicago District Golfer magazine, Barry Cronin.
Well, here it comes.
Oh, my goodness.
And Mike Esposito.
In your life have you seen anything like that?
Johnny, that's better than most.
How about him?
That is better than most. Better than most!
Presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine on 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
And good morning, everybody, and welcome in to The Scorecard here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Scorecard presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Alongside my pal Barry Cronin, I'm Mike Esposito. Every Saturday morning, please join us here from 6 to 8 as we talk about everything going on in the world of golf and specifically Chicago golf. Barry, good morning. Another busy week for us here today and lots cooking, including at the old Zurich Classic down in New Orleans.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. I hope you're doing well. It's always good to be with you. It's funny, Mike. I was thinking that, you have the big buildup to the Masters, and then you have the kind of the exhale from the Masters, which was last week at the Heritage out at Harbortown, and everybody kind of cruising around on, Calabogie Sound, and everybody's mellowed out. And then, you get to the Zurich, you get to New Orleans, and it's kind of like, wow, that's like another 3-4 weeks till the PGA, and things kind of really kind of slow down on the tour. So what they've done now is that Zurich, the sponsor and the tournament folks, have gotten together and said, let's just sort of change this up a little bit, and we're going to do a team event. So that's what they've done for the last several years, and, it seems to be working out okay. It's, they have some interesting things going on and interesting people leading, but we had an interesting week last week, and but the thing is, we got a pretty good leaderboard this week. Tony Finau and Cameron Champ are tied with Victor Hovland and Chris Ventura, two former teammates at Oklahoma State. So that's pretty cool. And Tony and Cameron both hit it a mile, and it's just a kind of an interesting. Couple of teams at the top because they're not exactly the same type of players. The one twosome hits it a mile, the other one not quite a mile, but they all hit it forever. So whatever.
Right, they're all long off the tee, right?
Yes, so things are cooking.
Yeah, and it's an interesting bit. You mentioned it, so it's a two-man team event. It's the only one of its kind, right, on the tour? Correct me if I'm wrong on that. But
yes,
it is,
that's right.
It's a different feel to it, I guess. I think maybe that's by design. It's designed to be different. It's designed to be maybe a little more fun, shake-up to the norm and give the viewing public and the players themselves a little change of pace, I think.
Yeah, it's something different. For example, Hovland and Chris Ventura, they're not only teammates at Oklahoma State, up till a couple of years ago, but they're also both from Norway, right? Then the next, then you've got Henrik Stenson playing with Justin Rose, both, big time Ryder Cup players. Mm-hmm. You've got Louis Oosthuizen playing with Charles Schwartzel, both from South Africa. Mark Leishman and Cameron Smith, both from Australia, playing together. They play together on these President's Cup teams all the time. So you know, you've kind of got that a little bit of that dynamic going on. Guys from the same countries playing together. Cameron Percy and Greg Chalmers, Australian, you know. And then you've got like a weird thing where you got John Rahm, who's from Spain, playing with Ryan Palmer. I don't know exactly how that thing's got going, but it's cool, you know.
Sure.
It's kind of like whatever, you know. And they won last year. They won last year. Yeah, so it gives a little. It's a little bit of a change up from your, just you know, sort of the constant drone of stroke play events. So what they do, Mike, is on Thursday, opening day, they play best ball, which means they play in, everybody plays his own ball, and then the lowest score gets counted. So if you make a four and I make a five, we count your ball.
Right.
And then on Friday they play alternate shot, so they play two balls, among the foursome, and they just, you know, one guy hits it off the tee, and the next guy hits it to the green, and then they putt alternately, and that's kind of a cool thing. But you don't see that anywhere, either one of those formats in anything other than, you know, the Ryder Cup or the mm-hmm. President's Cup, typically, you know, and that happens once a year or so.
Right, or in any random golf outing that I attend where you play best ball, so everyone doesn't shoot 110, right?
Well, yeah, maybe they should start one where they just play a scramble. You know, there's you know, they'd shoot 900 under par. You know, they so
well, and looking at the scores, you know, while reading up on it, and you see 63s and 62s in the first round, I'm like, man. And then, yeah, well, that makes sense based on what you're saying. The other thing I did notice was the country factor, which you mentioned right off the top. You get a lot of guys playing together that are countrymen, and you know, like Ventura and Hovland, Finau and Champ are both Americans, et cetera, on down the line. But then you have your random groups as well, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we should also mention, Barry, that we are reachable, and we are here at 312-644-6767. That is our Score listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. We are also broadcasting live and proudly from the 670 The Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We do have a big show for you today, and I'll give you that right now before we get back onto the tour. From the Chicago District Golf Association, Casey Richards will join us, the Senior Director of Communications. Casey will join us at 6:40, talk to us about the CDGA Marathon fundraiser and lots of other things going on. During the 7 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Jim McCormick. And Barry, you had a pretty interesting visit with Jim. Jim has probably the most prolific private golf collection in the world. Now, that sounds very lofty, and we're going to hear why, and we're going to talk to Jim at 7 o'clock. It sounds extremely cool. Finishing out our lineup from Golf Channel, senior writer from golfchannel.com, Rex Hoggard, will join us. He is down in New Orleans, and he will join us to talk about what's going on at the Zurich Classic. So we'll look forward to that during the 7 o'clock hour. And just a little bit too, Barry, before we get back to what we were talking about. So Jim McCormick, our guest at 7, the golf collection, and to people who are collectors, you know, I personally have, when I was a kid, I was all about the cards, right? I had football cards, I had baseball cards, you name it, I had it. I've started again, to kind of check out some of that stuff. Again, it's mainly the stuff I had when I was a kid, so the baseball and the football cards. But Jim is that guy for golf. So his home has basically been turned into a museum for golf, which is pretty damn awesome.
It's incredible. I went into his house, visited with him, and took a little tour, which is pretty amazing. First of all, we had him on the cover of the February edition of Chicago District Golfer magazine, mm-hmm. and it was a beautiful story written by David Sweet, who went and met Jim and really just wrote a beautiful story, very detailed and really good. But I went down because I think, well, we're going to have Jim on the show, and I was kind of in the neighborhood, so I went and saw him, and he gave me a little tour, and he has the Willie Park Jr., right, so that you know, God knows if anybody's heard of him. He was the guy who won the first British Open back in 1850. So Jim has the only oil painting of Willie Park Jr. in his living room. You know, and I mean, it's stuff that goes back. He's got trophies from, that go, I mean, hundreds of years old from the Olympics. He's got relics from the British Open, golf balls, golf clubs, putters. These things that you see from, that are coming out now from various manufacturers, you think, and they come out every year, with the great advertising. You say, this is brand new. Nobody ever thought of this before. There are putters that were built, you know, when they only had hickory shafts and built 150 years ago that look like the same putters that are coming out now. Mallet putters, just the design of them. It's just crazy. We're going to hear a lot about from Jim, and he's got some great stuff and a really interesting backstory for himself.
Yeah, no, I look forward to talking with Jim. That'll definitely be fun. Casey at 6:40, Casey Richards from CDGA, and then Rex Hoggard from Golf Channel as we complete the show here today, 6 to 8 every Saturday morning. And again, if you'd like to text us, 312-644-6767 is our number. The Tech Zone brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. So back to the tour, Barry. And to say we at the scorecard are neutral and we don't have a rooting interest is mainly true. But we do have a slight rooting interest. You know why? And you know this, and I know this. It's because we kind of have a friend of the program. We don't often get the golfers themselves to come on the show, but last year we did, and our guy won last week.
Yeah, Stuart Sink. You know, it's one of the reasons it's hard to get golfers to come on the show is that, you know, we're on from 6 to 8 in the morning, and that's about kind of when they're getting up and having their Cheerios and getting ready to go to the golf course a lot of times, so it's hard to plan. So, but Stuart came on our show last year, and he was terrific. I mean, he was really good. But he won the RBC Heritage at the Harbortown Golf Links on Hilton Head Island in South Carolina last week. And, he was leading he led the tournament wire to wire, and we were talking about it last week. He had shot 63-63 on Thursday and Friday, and he had this, I think he had like a five-shot lead going into Sunday. And he won. He didn't gag, man. He just won. He kept going. He had his son Reagan on the bag, and he's just seen it was. And you know, he's the only player now who has won twice in this season. The other was Bryson DeChambeau. Yeah, he won. In fact, Stewart won the Safeway Classic up in Napa Valley in California. You know, it's this season, but it's last year. It's very weird. The tour's weird, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, he won. He got 19 under par. He had a four-shot victory, and he just played great, and it was cool. I think he's only the third player around the age of 47 that won twice on the PGA Tour, and the other ones were Sam Snead, Julius Boros, and the third guy I can't remember because I didn't write it down.
I will
take my SRA test next week, you know.
There you go. No, and the wonderful thing about this, and listen, you know, you and I are not exactly the youngest of men anymore. The nice thing about
you're
this
young
is,
at heart, and, though. Yeah.
That's right. And actually, the scary thing is I am Stuart Sink's age, so I would be an ancient geezer on this tour. But that's a bit the fun thing, right, is that he's 47.
Right.
And at a time when most guys are winding down, he's having one of the best years of his life.
Well, and what's really odd, Mike, is that he hadn't won a tournament since 2009, which is when he won the British Open in a playoff over Tom Watson. And so, you know, Tom Watson was 59. He was cruising on the back nine at one of those Royal something. Anyway, sorry. And you know, he made a bogey and he wound up tying. Instead of winning, he wound up tying Stuart Sink. And, of course, Stuart was, you know, he was 35 at the time. And, you know, Tom Watson's 59, and he, you know, and really they went to the playoff. And you know, and Stuart just waxed him in the playoff. I mean, you know, and it wasn't Tom Watson's fault. It's just that all the air went out of the balloon. He just didn't have any more energy. I saw a really good a recap of that British Open. And it was, of course, it was all about Watson. You know, it wasn't about, sure. Oh, yeah, Stuart Sink won. It was all about Watson. And, you know, Watson basically said, yeah, you know, I mean, he kind of lost it. And you could just tell. And so then Stuart went up on the first hole and just killed him. Because they have a four-hole playoff where the cumulative score is what matters. It's a stroke play thing. So, you know, Stuart just killed him. You know, I think he won by four shots or whatever. It was just over after the first hole. And you could just tell. And, of course, everybody, including me sitting on the couch, goes, you know, I hate this guy, Stuart Sink. You know, he's such a, you know, why, how could this guy
how
have
How could
the
you
nerve?
Do that to Tom Watson?
How could you, how could you ruin my narrative, right? We know everybody loves a good story, and everybody wanted Watson to win the British Open again. And so it's funny, then after that, he didn't win. I mean, Stuart Sink didn't win. You think, oh, wow, he won a tournament. He's in his mid-30s. He's going to keep going. And he didn't. And now, for whatever reason, you know, all these years later, he wins twice on the PGA Tour. And why? You know, what's interesting is the common thing between the two tournaments is that he had his son, Reagan, on the bag. And, of course, anybody who watched the broadcast last Sunday is, you know, they showed, you know, I don't know, these TV stations, the TV networks are crazy, but, you know, they got the camera right up in his wife, you know, they're taking pictures of his wife, the video of his wife the whole time, and it's like, she's pretty cool. I mean, she wasn't looking at the camera, you know, she was just being, trying to look for, you know, but it's like a family affair. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, and he's having this, you know, like I said, he's having a wonderful season. He's back in the top 50. Number three in the FedEx Cup standings. He's made himself some bucks. He's made over $3 million so far this season. And if you start talking in the extremely early Ryder Cup rankings, he's up there. And
Where is he now, Mike? Do you remember? I don't know how far he got. He's not quite in the automatic picks, right?
He is number 24 in the U.S. Ryder Cup rankings, and he is. Here is the stat, and this makes me chuckle. And you already hit on it, but he had won six of his previous 616 events, and now he's won two of his last 15. So and he's 47, and you know, it just goes to all the randomness and the wonders of golf that we have talked about and will talk about every Saturday morning here on the Scorecard, but. It's a great story. I love it, and obviously we have a bit of a connection here to the show as he was on last week, and not last week, last year, and he did talk to us about the British Open and the thing with Watson and really a nice, long, successful professional career on the tour.
You know, I think we have more of a connection to him than he has to us on the show. You know what I mean?
He's like, are you guys talking about?
I think we're like, you know, like, wow, we really love the Beatles, but the Beatles. I'm dating myself.
Pick random rock and roll band, right?
Yeah, pick random rock, and we love them more than they love us. You know? But I'm sure they appreciate it. Yeah, it's remarkable, and so I don't know what accounts for it. And I mean, hopefully, we'll get a chance to ask him sometime this year if we can get him to come back on. You know,
That would be wonderful. Well, we will continue right after this quick timeout, Barry. Again, coming up later this hour from the Chicago District Golf Association, Casey Richards will join us. Next hour, we'll have Jim McCormick and Rex Hoggard from GolfChannel.com on lots more to come. And when we come back, I want to ask you about this player impact program and what it means to the tour and to the world of golf. We have Barry Cronin, Mike Esposito, here with you on The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine, here on 670 The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launcher online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Now you know where there the tour is at this weekend, right, Barry? I mean, it,
yeah, absolutely.
There's hello, not much Dolly. Question here. One of my favorite parts of the scorecard here. Yes, thank you, Adam. One of my favorite parts of our show, Barry, the scorecard here presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. We love to play the music of the tour wherever they're at. And this week, if Louis Armstrong is not a huge clue, it should be. They're in New Orleans at the Zurich Classic. We talked about a little bit last segment. But
Satchmo,
like
my man. Satchmo, one of the great musicians. Maybe the greatest of all time. It's amazing. So, yeah, New Orleans. It's awesome, you know.
And one of the few musical formats older than both of us very easily. We love that as well, so we can have some fun with that too. But New Orleans,
you know,
action.
Mike, New Orleans is where the Bears won the Super Bowl. I don't know if you remember that. I was there.
That's right. No, and hey, there's a story for another day. I would love to hear your
later.
Your memories of January 26, 1986, my friend.
Hey, listen, Mike, before we get on to we were going to talk about that player impact program.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking, before we get to that, I was just going to say, you know, we like to give you an update on our local players, how they're doing.
Sure.
And we had a couple of guys play, you know, pretty well for, you know, at Harbortown. You know, we always focus on the top. You know, the guy that wins in the first, you know, top few guys, et cetera. But at Harbortown, we had two of our local guys, Kevin Streelman, who happened to be on the cover. He's from the Wheaton area, went to high school out there and went to Duke. And he graced the cover of our April edition of Chicago. He shot 7 under, T33. And Doug Gim, who's on his first full year on the tour, I guess, with all the pandemic stuff, he also tied for 33rd. Doug's a young guy, probably like he's like 25, and Kevin's, I don't know, 41. So, you know, they both made about 38 grand, and, you know, it's not bad for a week's work.
Right. Yeah, no, and a 7-under, not a bad score, and the 38 grand, also not bad for a week's worth. I would certainly take it. I imagine most of our listeners would as
sure.
well.
It's just that we don't have to practice as much.
That's right.
And the other thing was, on the Korn Ferry Tour, they were out in Las Vegas last week, and our guy Nick Hardy, who's also been a guest on the show last year, he tied for 5th, 9-under par. He's doing great, and just wanted to give the folks a little update on that.
And
one more thing, Mike, I'll tell you,
which
I think will certainly be interesting. As you remember, last week we talked about Tony Romo, and he was leading the Will County Amateur. He shot 69. He was in first place. It was a 36-hole tournament, and sadly, he wound up. He shot 77 on the second day, wound up tied for eighth, and he didn't win, sadly.
Bennett Cotton of Winnetka, winner.
Bennett Cotton from Winnetka. Thank you for saving my life there.
No worries. No, and it's fun. Listen, and we seem to have the Tony Romo sighting once or twice per year here where he kind of pops in. It's like, hey, there's Tony Romo, and he's doing something golfy, and then, you know, he goes back to football. But he's a very good player, and I make light of it, and I joke, but Tony Romo is a very, very good amateur player.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So, anyway, so that's the subject about our local guys and how they're doing, and Nick is a player, and you know, looking up some of his statistics, you know, we talk about Will Zalatoris. Well, Nick is number two, right behind Will on some of the ball striking statistics on the PGA Tour. I mean, on the Korn Ferry Tour. Mm-hmm. And you know, he hits a 308 off the tee, and Will hits a 314. So he's only 6 yards behind him. He's got to work on that a little bit, but he's doing okay. You know, so he's I think he's ranked now. The top 25 guys on the Korn Ferry Tour make it. They get automatically exempt into the PGA Tour next year or next season. And the season starts.
Yep.
Yeah, no, the season starts, you know, late September, 5 minutes after the other season ends, you know.
Right.
So he'll likely make that as long as he keeps playing well. He'll likely be on the PGA Tour, so that'll be interesting. It'll be good to see. He's from Northbrook and a good local guy. Went to Illinois, so
an Illini after my own heart, my friend.
They're absolutely an Illini for sure.
And that'll give us another local rooting interest for us here on the scorecard. Once he, knock on wood, hopefully makes the tour next season, so that is definitely something to look forward to and a guy to keep an eye on. And yes, as you mentioned, a guy who we've been glad to have here on the show. I mentioned before the break the new player impact program that they announced. Lots of opinions on this kind of either way, Barry, about the payout. So it's $40 million that they're going to pay out to the 10 players deemed to do the most to boost engagement and publicity for the PGA Tour. So it's not be the best at golf, right? It's you don't have to necessarily be the best at golf, and it's obviously a ton of money. But what's your take on this and why they're doing it? I know I've read some stuff on it. You listen to some commentary on it. There's been several pieces written on it since this came out. How do you see this impacting the game?
Well, Mike, this is a direct attempt to mitigate the threat of the Iranian regime to establish this premier golf league in which they would take the cream of the PGA Tour crop and all the top players in the world and start a league where they would play one another. Now, I don't know if this sounds familiar to you this past week with respect to what they were going to do with soccer.
Right.
So this came out a while back, the Saudi Arabian thing, and you know, people were talking about, oh yeah, maybe it would do it. And then Rory McIlroy, who's really, you know, one of the top players in the world, and I think he might have been ranked number one at the time. He came out and said, you know, I'm not so into this whole Saudi Arabian regime thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sure I want to take a bunch of money from those guys. And it really hasn't taken off yet. But it is a threat, and it's out there. And, you know, what's interesting about it, golfers, unlike all the other athletes, one of their calling cards is, look, we don't get paid unless we go out and play well. We get paid for how well we play. Mm-hmm. So you have 156 guys in a normal PGA Tour event, and about half of them are going to miss the cut. You know, you're going to have 70 guys, 70 players in ties who make the cut, and that means the other guys do not make any money that week. You know, so, you know, I mean, this takes you know, you're getting money, you're earning money more than playing golf. And let's just go over a couple of things. Tour is going to establish metric to measure the impact score, as they say, that the players are making. Their popularity on Google search, their Nielsen brand exposure rating, which, you know, would place a value on the exposure a player delivers to sponsors through the minutes that they're featured on TV broadcasts. Now, here's another one. Their Q rating, which is, you know, advertising agencies. You know, they only, if you have a good Q rating, that means everybody knows who you are. That means it's a, I would call it the Kardashian factor, right?
Right, sure.
In other words, everybody on earth knows who Tiger is. You know, very few people, the average person walking down the street, say, hey, who is Xander Schauffele? They look at you like, what are you out of your mind? Right. You know, the guy was in the, you know, the guy was in the final round at the Masters. He could have won, right? Who's Hideki Matsuyama? They go, I don't know, didn't he play for the Seattle Mariners? You know, they think it's Ichiro. So they don't have any idea. And here's one that made me, then there's the MVP index, which calibrates the value of the engagement a player drives across social and digital channels, okay? And here's this one that made me really laugh. Their Meltwater mentions. Now, Meltwater and mentions are capitalized. How about that? Or that's defined as the frequency with which a player generates coverage across a range of media platforms.
Yikes.
So they're going to use it. So they're going to use this algorithm to determine the values of each metric. Blah blah blah. Okay. So what they did was then they reverse engineered it. They went back to 2019. Okay. Who would these players be? Oh, wait, let me get you. It's a surprise, okay? Tiger Woods, you know, he would get $8 million because he'd be number one.
Of course.
And then,
he
you
would.
Know, Rory McIlroy, Mickelson, Brooks Koepka, and then to a lesser degree, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Justin Rose, Adam Scott. So they'd be in the top 10. Now, to me, I think they should just give the $40 million to Tiger Woods for the next 10 years, because this guy has done more since 1996. Since he came on the scene, he won the Masters. Heard last week from our buddy Ed Sherman, who predicted that he would not win the Masters.
Right.
Hate to bring that up, Ed. Sorry if you're listening. He just turned his radio off. So Tiger created more buzz around golf than anybody, you know, and so for a long, long time, and it just created the purses that went up and everything. So anyway, this is just a way to combat that Premier League and
right. And there's more to it. There's more to it, and there's people who think that this is a dumb thing to do. And if we have time later in the show, Barry, maybe we could get back into it. We are late for a break, though. And when we come back, we will be joined by Casey Richards, Senior Director of Communications from the Chicago District Golf Association. We look forward to talking to Casey about the marathon fundraiser and some other CDG events coming up when we return. Right here on The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine on 670 The Score.
There you go.
And we are back.
I knew that. I honestly, I knew that, Adam.
on the scorecard presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Barry is surprised or I am surprised to know that Barry knows DJ Khaled, also a New Orleans native, as we talk about the music of New Orleans.
You know, when I said I knew that, that was with a touch of irony.
Oh, okay. See, I missed that. It was ironical. There it is for you, Barry.
You know, it's that very dry, weird Irish sense of humor. So,
well, we go from Louis Armstrong to DJ Khaled here on the scorecard because that's just how we like to play, right? I mean, that's how we like to do it.
That's awesome. Adam doing his thing. It's good, you know.
Adam Studzinski, our producer, every week. We appreciate Adam. We appreciate you for joining us every Saturday morning here from 6 to 8 on the scorecard presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. It is time for us now to head on out to the Alpamonte Nissan hotline. Alpamonte Nissan is in Melrose Park or at apnissan.com. We find Casey Richards, the senior director of communications for the Chicago District Golf Association. Hey, Casey, good morning.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great, Casey. How about you? Night bright and early?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm just here, main goal of this, hopefully increase my impact score, get some good meltwater mentions there, and maybe get a cut of that pot coming up here.
All about the meltwater mentions, my friend. All about that. Well, Casey, thanks so much for joining us. We wanted to talk to you a little bit about the there's an opportunity for people to play 100 holes of golf to help raise money for the CDGA Foundation, the charities that it supports. And I remember hearing about these 100 holes, and I'm going, wow, that could take you like a whole week to play. That's like a whole PGA Tour event plus a pro-am, you know. So that used to scare me. But it's not quite as bad as all that.
No, you're absolutely right, Barry. So it's the CDGA Foundation Golf Marathon. It's going to be Saturday, May 22nd this year at Ziegfeld Troy Golf down in Woodridge. If you've been to Ziegfeld Troy before, you know that it's a 9-hole par 3 course. So that's the first thing, is that it's only par 3 holes. You're riding in a golf cart. None of the holes are longer than 200 yards. So it's very manageable, and you play 3 to 4 balls per hole. So really the entire experience takes about the same amount of time as your regular round would on any given Saturday morning. And the difference being is that, as you mentioned, this one would be for a good cause. The marathon raises money for the CDGA Foundation and the various programs that we run for individuals with special needs, veterans, and youth. So at the end of the day, it's a fun experience that also has a feel-good element to it, too, in that you're raising money for a good cause.
Right. I think, Casey, some people hear, there's a lot of charities in the world, let's face it. And people hear, it's a foundation, whatever. But I wondered if we've been to these marathons before. You know, they've had, I think, 13 of them before, and you've raised almost $1 million. But I think you've put your eyes on some of these people, individuals that are helped by this foundation, the veterans, you have wounded veterans, you have PTSD veterans, you have children with special needs. Tell us a little bit about some of those people that actually benefit from from this charity, from the money.
Absolutely. So, we'll start with the individuals with special needs. Each year the foundation runs a variety of what we call Sunshine Through Golf Camps. For more than 1,200 individuals with special needs, in an effort to bring them the recreational and therapeutic attributes of the game of golf. Now, these camps that we run, it means something different to different people. Some of these individuals are more advanced from a golf perspective, utilize the camps as a way to train for the Special Olympics. For others, they get an immense amount of joy from just making solid contact with the ball and seeing it get off the ground. So those are the types of individuals with special needs that the foundation impacts. And then you mentioned the veterans. Work with veterans is really at the core of the CDGA Foundation. The organization was founded all the way back in 1944 as a way to assist veterans returning from World War II. And that work continues today with groups such as blind veterans based out of the Hines VA hospital and the Central Blind Rehabilitation Center there. And, you know, we're also doing some work currently with transitional veterans up at the Great Lakes VA hospital as they transition from homelessness to the next stage of their life. So as you guys well know, golf is just a game that has a ton of natural, recreational, and therapeutic attributes. And it's just about providing the outlets for these individuals to utilize that. And then our youth program as well. I know Robert mentioned this when he was on a couple weeks ago, Robert Marchione, but the CDGA Foundation administers the Youth on Course program here locally, which provides affordable access to youth age 6 to 18 to golf in the form of rounds for $5 or less. So at the end of the day, what the CDGA Foundation is all about, what the money raised from this golf marathon is all about, is providing these opportunities for a wide array of individuals to experience the benefit of the game that we all enjoy and that we all love.
Yeah, and Casey Richards, Senior Director of Communications for the CDGA, it's a lot of fun, too. And, I mean, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, oh, this is, you know, a lot of awesome stuff that you guys are doing in terms of the fundraising and in terms of the groups that you're helping, and you're helping use the game of golf to do that. But, you know, even for hackers like myself, you get out there on a par three, you hit some good shots, you know, it's going to be a fun day. You're going to do the fast pace of it and have a lot of fun and have the opportunity to feel good about what you're doing while you're out there in terms of the fundraising. So it seems like a really fun event.
Absolutely. And, you know, from a golf perspective, it's a great way, you know, we're kind of at the beginning of the season. You know, all of our sort of iron games and short games and putting are really what need the most fine tuning at this point. So, you know, if nothing else, it's a great way to make sure your game is in shape as we reach the peak of the summer here. And it really is a fun morning. You know, the golf marathon, you play with, maybe you meet some new people. Again, you zip around, you know, the Ziegfeld Troy course. The Troy family has been very generous to provide us with the opportunity to host the event there, as Barry mentioned, for 13 years now. So it is a really fun afternoon. And, you know, if individuals are interested in participating, they can go to cdgafoundation.org. You know, we are still accepting players for this year's event. You know, these individuals will raise pledges then in advance of playing the 100 par three holes. And our staff at the CDGA Foundation provide the resources to help with the fundraising. But what we found is that when, you know, you reach out to friends, family, colleagues, and tell them about this worthwhile cause and this unique event, people are always happy and quick to help out.
Well, that's good. And Casey, I imagine that, you know, if you can't play but you want to donate, you can. How do you do that? If you just, you know, because some people might have cheap relatives and they can't raise any sponsor money, you know. So how can people help if they can't play?
Yes, absolutely. So if you go to cdgafoundation.org and then if you go to the events tab on the website, you'll see one for the golf marathon. And then there's a leaderboard you can click on where you can see a listing of the individuals participating. And then you can essentially make a pledge to any one of those people playing. If you don't know any of the individuals who are currently signed up, there's a listing on there for a CDGA Foundation staff team that will be playing in the event. So you could make a donation to that group as well. And then, you know, obviously, you know, you can just make a general donation to the foundation as well if that's something you prefer. So certainly plenty of ways to get involved with this event, whether it be actually playing in it or simply donating to one of the participants.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great. Yep.
No, and Casey, if you want to play or donate or whatever, the event is May 22nd, Ziegfeld Troy, as you mentioned, the par three course down in Woodridge. And I know Barry, our intrepid co-host here, has hacked it through several times over the years there. So we'd be excited for his live reporting from the course that day. Yeah, but no, and yeah. I think, listen, as an event and as an organization, you know, some of the special needs youth fundraising and the veterans fundraising that is done. I know I have a special needs son and he would benefit greatly from something like that. I know there's a lot of value to something like that. especially for kids who don't necessarily get the opportunity all the time. You kind of mentioned it when you were talking about that, you know, just getting out there and swinging the club and hitting the ball for a lot of kids, that would be quite an accomplishment and a big thrill, and certainly something that you know, they would remember, and that would be a brightener in their day and get them outside and get some exercise and enjoy the golf course.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the benefits, that's what's one of the things that I think we all love about the game of golf, and that it's a sport that is just in so many ways naturally tailored to make a positive impact like this. It's outdoors. It's a great physical, you know, activity opportunity. It's very mentally stimulating in terms of everything that goes along with the game. And yeah, we found over the years, you know, obviously we're very proud of the work that we've done at the CDGA Foundation. But as Barry alluded to earlier, there are such a wide array of charities that are able to utilize the game of golf for good. And I think that all ties back to the fact that it's just so naturally tailored to make a positive impact on so many people's lives. And we're happy to do that all that we can at the foundation. So.
All right,
great,
Casey.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Go on, Mike.
Sorry to cut you off, Barry. Yeah, Casey, we appreciate your time. It's a great event. We loved hearing about it, and we have a few more weeks to get signed up. If you'd like to play, cdgafoundation.org, and you can sign up for the CDG Marathon fundraiser at Ziegfeld Troy. Appreciate you jumping on this morning, Casey.
Thank you guys very much for having me. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, right. Casey. That's Casey Richards, Senior Director of Communications for the Chicago District Golf Association. And yeah, I remember talking to you last year about this, Barry, and your outing and your stories of the old 100 holes in, you know, 6 hours or whatever it is. You just get out there, and it sounds like great fun. I mean, even you do not have to be Tiger Woods to go out there and have fun at this event, right? I mean, you can be the worst golfer in the world and get out there and on par threes and really have some fun with your friends.
Well, right, and it is a good opportunity to go out and have some fun. And also, I mean, honestly, you know, you're going to play 100 holes, and you're going to hit 3 balls a hole. So you're going to hit maybe 1 ball to the right, 1 ball to the left, and then 1 ball on the green. So it's a pretty good way, to practice, you know, like these short game shots. Like he said, there's no hole longer than 200 yards, right? So they're going to have holes that are probably, you know, 100 yards, 120 yards, 100, you know, whatever. And you can play those shots, which you really don't practice very much. You know, people, you know, you're out on a golf course playing a golf course and you're hitting driver, then you're hitting your approach to the green, then maybe you're chipping or you're putting or whatever, and it's one shot per hole for the most part. You know, if you're a pro, yeah, they go out and play, you know, 2 or 3 balls a hole, and because all they do is practice. But we don't practice. We just go out and hack it around. So this is a kind of a cool thing where you can go out and play, you know, 3 balls on a par three and go, oh, that's pretty interesting. I hit that one well, and how did that happen? You know,
right.
Because the other two I didn't, or whatever. Yeah. But it's really a cool thing to do early in the year, as Casey mentioned.
Well, and it does sound like a great time, and I'm sure we'll talk about it a little more as we approach the date. We have to take a timeout, Barry. When we come back during our 7 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Rex Hoggard from GolfChannel.com. But next, Jim McCormick will be our guest. Jim has one of the most prolific collections of golf memorabilia, not only in Chicago, but in the entire world. And it's fascinating, and we'll talk to Jim when we return on The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.